awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
Tomorrow is the beginning of the Share-a-thon.
Tomorrow kicks off day one of our three-day fundraiser. Big thanks to everybody who's already donated to the cause. Listener-supported station, and we need your help. You can actually donate now, and it goes towards the goal of our Share-a-thon. We're looking for 200 people who say, hey, I love the station enough to give $30 a month and call myself a static fanatic.
Yeah.
That starts tomorrow, so we're really excited about that.
Bring it on.
It's going to be good.
Bring it on.
Today is New Music Tuesday. We're going to have Peter Benson in studio.
Yes, we are.
Kicking it old school. That's a great photo.
Yeah.
Kicking it way back, K-Light days. Peter B.
Peter B.
Going to be talking about an opportunity for you to get involved here.
It's true.
And it's how I got my start in radio.
It's not how I got mine.
No.
It's how quite a few people. That's how Doug got his start.
That's true.
Sweet Doug.
Sweet innocent Doug. Shaved his head today.
Shaved his head so he'd look just like Tim Howard.
Really, really cold.
Yeah.
So you might want to wear like a hoodie. I was going to say a removable hoodie, but I guess they're all removable.
Nope.
It's going to get up to 80 today.
80, Doug.
And it's sunny outside. No showers or anything like that. Super sunny. The problem is right now, I think it's currently... Oh, look. It's gone up. It's 48 degrees.
Good. It's 48 degrees outside, and it's going to get 80 degrees. This is stupid.
Yeah.
Who's controlling the weather, scientist? You need to get the Hollow Mountain crap right. Don't make me talk about it so early.
It was really cold this morning. So, yep. FYI.
You know what else today is?
Huh.
New Music Tuesday.
Today is New Music Tuesday, and you are back, which is awesome.
Yeah, I came back with a giant list of things.
Last week sucked without you. I'm terrible at this.
You're
pretty terrible at it. So, this week, real New Music Tuesday. Good music. It's going to be great. We're excited about that. So, yeah, that's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We're 45 minutes away from New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you're new to the station, New Music Tuesday is your opportunity to vote on all the new jams. We've got a lot of new songs that were either submitted to us or just bands that we found. And you get to vote. Tell us whether or not they deserve static rotation.
They don't deserve it.
Yeah.
What?
So we'll see.
We have a virus emailing this computer, which is okay because I think we got a new computer sitting under here. It just needs to get installed.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Sadly,
it looks
that's
newer.
Not for you.
Oh, that's for right
that's,
there.
We're getting a whole new,
This computer is going to die.
It is.
This virus, we just got like 4 more emails because somebody's trying to sell UGG boots to
us. I think it's real. I think you should click on the next one we get. UGGs.
Let's let Celeste click on it.
There you go. Yeah.
She likes UGG boots, right? Doug, do you like UGG boots?
I don't even know what UGGs are.
They're those furry boots. You know, boots with the fur.
No.
Apple bottom jean boots with the fur. Doug, you know what I'm talking about.
Those are UGGs.
Yeah, you know, it's the...
No,
they look like little mountain
I know the
boots.
Song.
You
know
what they are.
I know the song. I don't know what Steve-o, UGGs are.
Hang on. I'm going to show you this, and then you're going to realize that you have a pair of them.
I do not have a pair of UGG boots.
How do you know?
Because I don't have a pair of boots.
You do have a pair of those.
No,
those
I do
blue
not.
Ones. You have a pair of those blue ones sitting in the closet. All you right. wait.
Okay, hey. I didn't want to break them out until wintertime, but...
It's 48 degrees outside.
It is 48
this
degrees
This is
outside.
For real, though. Somebody keeps...
Oh, are you serious? Tom Brady is a model for UGG boots? Thanks, Producer Doug.
Doug, thank you for all your
Maybe
knowledge.
That's why he sucked so badly last night, because he's too busy being a model.
Ooh.
Not spending enough time practicing and preparing
Can
for
we
actual
talk about
football
it?
Games.
Can we talk about...
Yeah.
Yes, let's talk about him. Here's what's going on. My butt is getting kicked in fantasy football. It's okay, though, because the guy that beat me this week was my boy, Fred!
So you lost?
I lost,
I'm 4-0 in that league.
I didn't lose by a lot. I lost by Oh, wait, it's not pulling my
score. So you're not Deadpool.
No.
Which is good.
I lost. Okay, he did. He came back and did good. I lost 140 to 156.
Okay. Hey. Yeah. That's not bad, man. That's not bad. This week, I had an opportunity to play Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who Deadpool is.
His name is Willie John.
Okay. All right. Willie John. I beat him 192 to 30.
Good.
So
he obviously is paying attention.
That was the best game of the week. Did anybody score anywhere near that? No. No. The only other undefeated team, ugh. Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no. You know who we need to call today.
Yep.
I know, because
she already bragged about it on social media.
Stephanie Skipper beat Tim Skipper this week, 134 to 130. She is now 4-0.
Yep.
And Timmy Skip is 1-3.
That's what I am.
Tim Skipper.
Here's my thing, though. I've won this league the past 2 years, so I don't really care. I've already been in this winner's circle twice.
I lost to Jared Byers, I think, or did I lose to you in the Super Bowl? I can't remember if I was in the Super Bowl against you or if Jared Byers was against you.
All I can remember is winning. I don't know who
I beat. Yeah, yeah. I lost in the Super Bowl and that was the Amberlin League.
Yeah.
I lost in the Super Bowl in Amberlin. I lost to Jared Byers, who is the drummer for Audio Adrenaline.
Yep.
To go to the Super Bowl in our fantasy football. We just play a lot of sports. We're so sporty.
We don't play sports.
We got so much sports knowledge. So much football knowledge.
Let's talk about what happened last night, because apparently the Patriots just suck.
Well, what happened is Jamaal Charles, who I drafted in all three of my fantasy football leagues, was like, dude, Steve-O drafted me in all three of his leagues. He really thought I was going to be something, and I have been dreadful. I have not done much for him. I need to go off and score 3 touchdowns. And I said, thank you, Jamaal Charles. That almost makes up for everything else that you've done or not done, you know?
Yeah.
So he just had to go off. Sadly, it was against the Patriots. But the Chiefs were like, hey, we're here. And the Patriots were like, yeah, that's cool. We were up late. It was, you know, Monday night football games. They're tough because we forget. We thought we had a week off, so we were just out partying. And the Chiefs were like, well, we were preparing.
Oh, okay. We were too busy getting ready.
And I think for the city, the whole city was ready because it was in Kansas City. And tonight, the Oakland A's are taking on the Kansas City Royals.
Oh.
It's the first time since the 80s that the Kansas City Royals have been in the playoffs. So that whole city is like, we got you!
Oh, no.
So the Chiefs like had to show up. It was fantastic.
You know what?
I was excited for that. I really hope the Royals beat the A's because I hate the A's.
There's an inspiring story that I saw last night, and it's in here. It's about Knight Rider.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Should we talk about it now?
No, we can wait, but we could talk about Knight Rider.
Where is Knight Rider theme song? Where is it?
I have Knight Rider.
I know, that's why I said it.
Knight Rider. I have Knight we've had this dude on hold forever. Let's see, let's go to the phone lines.
I wonder.
Static.
And good morning, guys. This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque. We'll only keep talking to you if you can tell us about Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. Hey, you know what? My bus driver was just listening while I was on hold, and she was wondering, did anybody out there hear about the Patriots score last night?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
We were just talking about that, Matthew.
Did you guys get the score? Because I was at the Volcano football game last night. I didn't get to hear the score
for that. 41-14? 40?
Yeah. It was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, guys, I got a little update for you football fanatics about high school for the Hawks.
Does it have to do with Knight Rider?
Knight Rider. Knight Rider?
But this gives us time to find it. Okay, tell us about your football stuff.
Steve-O. I don't know nothing about Knight Rider.
Tell us about your football stuff. Go.
Well, last night the game was good. It got cold. The score ending, I believe it was 54 Rams, 24 Hawks. We lost extremely bad, but everybody out there.
Whoa! 54 to 24.
Yeah, they intercepted the ball numerous times.
Numerous.
It's really crazy, guys. Really crazy. But everybody out there was doing a great job as far as I could see. Mm. And let me tell you, for you other people out there that are managers at other high schools in other states, if you're listening, Static, you're on the internet, don't forget to bring sweats and a hoodie.
Yes,
because
amen.
You're going to be extremely cold. And I'm so thankful I remembered to bring my sweats and my hoodie last night because it was extremely freezing out there in the community.
Sports.
Yep. But hey, you know, guys, it's actually pretty neat to actually experience the game, like, from my point of view on the field. You actually get to do that. Not so many people get to be on the field for a high school football game. I mean, you have to be either a manager, a player, a coach, or a student trainer, or an athletic trainer to be on that field, or a referee. But I can tell you this, if you're in eighth grade right now, and you want to be on the field for your high school football team, and you can't play, or so you don't feel like playing, you know what? Managing is going to be your best bet.
Yeah.
But I must warn you, you do have to show up for summer practices and all your practices.
Boom. Well,
it's
thanks
hard,
for that update, Matthew from Albuquerque. It's been really good talking to you. We hate to go, but we really have to because Bill's on line two, and we have
to. We got
to
beep
it.
Over, Matthew. Love you.
Over,
love you. Go Hawks.
Uh-huh.
Love you. Love you. Bye. We'll play Amberlin. Love you.
Play Amberlin for me, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, Matthew. Love you. Love you.
Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What are you doing up so early?
I go to work in the morning.
Oh.
How you doing?
Good.
You know, we're fantastic. We're here. We're preparing for the Share-a-thon tomorrow. We're just, you know.
Well, that's what I was calling about. I got an announcement to make.
Oh, no.
And I just thought, you guys need to know.
Volcano Vista Hawks.
Because we just found out they lost 24-54, Bill.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, what I was going to say was that the Share-a-thon starts tomorrow.
It does.
And if you're a regular listener, you might want to call into Static and give all your money to Static.
Because
it starts tomorrow.
Yes, and that's we need support, man. We need it. And Teo and I made a great video that everybody can share. It's at our website, mystaticradio.com. To get the word out for the Share-a-thon.
Let's see.
We really, we were going for it. There's no sound on that crappy computer.
Let me see.
Yeah, there's no sound. It's terrible. Yeah. So, Bill.
So, anyways, what I wanted to say about me was that I will be calling in because the Share-a-thon starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's the most exciting thing that happens all year long, actually twice a year.
Pretty much.
But there's somebody out here listening right now on driving in their car. Who has loads and loads of money.
Loads.
That's definitely not me.
And I think it would be very important if they called in and gave it all to Static.
We've already received $1,798.68.
I love you guys.
I love you too,
love
Bill.
You, Bill.
You're the best.
That's not it.
You're the best.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that guy. That guy. It's true. Our Share-a-thon kicks off tomorrow. We've already received $1,798.68.
Which is great, but we need about 100K. So, bring
well,
it on.
Like a month. So, it costs roughly 49,000 and change. So,
we need
it up 50,000 a month to keep the station
money.
Going.
Give us your money!
Currently, thanks to listener support, we have raised $6,468 a month.
A month comes in.
Which is fantastic. That's only $43,000 short monthly. So we're needing support. We're needing help. So if you would like to support us, check out all the details.
Support us.
MyStaticRadio.com.
Make us be your friend by paying us to be your friend.
Coming up, breaking news and birthdays. If you want to get a birthday shout out in, studio at MyStaticRadio.com. That is the email address.
Now use this song.
Yes.
To fall back to sweet slumber.
Oh, yes.
And we'll wake you back up.
Yeah, why did I put this one?
We'll wake you back up in 5 minutes.
My bad.
It's okay.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Well, I've given up on myself, and you told me that I was wrong again. Because you told me there was the way that I should live. I told everyone I was no one.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more.
more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Today is the last day of September in the year 2014. Did you know that? Tomorrow is October 1st. Right, Doug?
Doug's October busy. 1st.
Yes. October 1st. And there aren't there only 30 days in September?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, 30 days, October. Half September, April, May, November.
No. Is that how you know which ones have 30?
Yeah.
I don't know that one because I always get frustrated. So I'm like, does this one have 30 or 31?
Hang on.
I know October has 31. November 30, has 30?
30 days. No. Yes. I think 30 days, half September. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
30 days, half September. Wikipedia.
Ah.
We're going to see where it came from. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February alone. And that has 28 days clear and 29 in a leap year. 30 days hath September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February. February alone. Neato.
Huh.
Other sources list it as 30 days hath September, April, June, and November. February has 28 alone. All the rest have 31. Except leap year, that's the time when February's days are 29.
Ooh.
I like that one better.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like that one, like later, that's when the Christians added stuff in. We talked about something. Never mind. Today's number for the day is 25.
Ah!
Most number of fingers on a human.
Whoa.
Two people in the world hold the record, both in India. 25 fingers on those folks.
Yeah.
Oh, mutie hands is what they got called in high school. Hey, mutie hands. Ha ha ha. Mutant. Did you know, as the Washington Post reports, that there's a Starbucks inside the CIA headquarters?
We heard about that yesterday. That's
Doug
crazy,
brought
huh?
us the info. That's
Dude,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Doug, you are a secret agent of knowledge.
Except they can't write their names on the cups because they're secret agents.
They have to make up fake names like Terry or Jeff. Or instead of Doug, they write Douglas, so
yes,
nobody knows.
So nobody knows.
The Philippines will enter the record books after planting 3.2 million trees in 1 hour.
Whoa.
Captain Planet would be crapping his pants in joy.
Yeah, Crapton Planet.
Crapton Planet. And wait, Crapton Pants It.
Oh, gosh.
Crapton Pants. Beep. People are complaining that the bodyguards for Kanye and Kim were pushing people around at a Paris fashion show. Apparently, Kim and Kanye showed up to this
Parisly.
Thing. Apparently, they showed up dressed as like royal, like kings and queens.
Ugh.
Who cares? A Phoenix man who worked for UPS was arrested after he traded a stolen diamond worth $160,000 for $20 worth of marijuana.
Okay.
And that's why you don't do drugs, kiddos.
Gosh.
It doesn't take a scientist to know that was a bad deal.
That was a really, really bad deal.
Forbes has released its list of the 400 richest Americans. Not even appearing close to the list, within a mile proximity, was Mayor Steve-O.
Right. But that's okay. We were talking about that this morning. We're setting up our children to be successful.
Yep.
Because they're going to have to get their own money.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell them my one-step plan. Get rich quick. One step.
Boom. That's all it is.
It's all about implementation. It's
How'd
all about
that work
timing.
For us?
Get rich quick. We just haven't. We haven't.
We haven't implemented.
We haven't implemented the plan yet. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
To celebrate the fifth season debut of The Walking Dead in the UK, a British chef has created burgers that taste like human flesh.
Okay.
That's great news.
Ugh.
British authorities are looking for a burglar described as having a giant forehead like a Star Trek alien.
Okay.
What's going on in Britain this week?
I don't know, man.
Good grief.
Some weird stuff happening over there across the pond.
Hey, the 14-day strike of Air France is over. That's
really?
Good news. Air France is a big international carrier. Like, if you're flying over to Europe, more than likely you're on Air France. At least from Atlanta. Midwives in England have voted to go on strike for the first time in 133 years. Did Doug get me the news?
What is happening?
From England?
I was just about to say.
Doug!
It's all like British news.
Is this from England?
It's like the UK. UK news, BBC. Did we get everything
all
from
of
BBC?
This news is from England.
It's either Florida or England. Today's England.
This is weird.
Yeah.
There was one Philippines and one Phoenix, and there's been like four Britons. Hey, British news.
It's okay. We're learning about the Brits.
Ozzy Osbourne says that Black Sabbath is getting back together for one more album. Oh. And then they're calling it quits.
Yeah, right.
Rick Rubin is producing the album.
Really?
I read
That's
about it
good.
Yesterday.
All right. That'll be good.
And more news that you have no idea about and don't even really care about. It won't have nearly the buzz a new Apple product receives, but sources say Microsoft is expected to unveil some details of Windows 9 today. That's right, kids. Windows is still a thing. I know, because this computer runs on XP.
Yeah.
XP came out when I was in high school. Literally. Windows XP came out in, like, 1998.
Yep.
Isn't this XP? It looks like this.
Yeah, I think it is. It's whichever one is not being serviced anymore. Yeah.
The upgrade to Windows 9 is expected to be available for free for Windows 8 users, though it's not officially confirmed. Whether or not it'll be free for Windows XP people, we don't know. The only thing we get for free is viruses and headaches.
Yep.
And murderous thoughts.
Yep.
Just murdering. Straight murdering. Murdering.
But it's okay because it's just computers. So
just a computer.
It's totally cool.
Uh-oh. The man who jumped the White House fence this month and sprinted through the front door. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, dude.
He actually made it farther into the building than previously known, overpowering one Secret Service officer and running through much of the main floor.
Wow.
An alarm box near the front entrance of the White House designed to alert guards to an intruder had been muted at what officers believed was a request of the usher's office. The officer posted inside the front door appeared to be delayed in learning that the intruder, Omar Gonzalez, was about to burst through. Officers are trained that upon learning of an intruder on the grounds, often through the alarm boxes posted around the property, they must immediately lock the front door. After barreling past the guard immediately inside the door, Gonzalez, who was carrying a knife, dashed past the stairway leading a half flight up to the first family's living quarters. He then ran into the 80-foot-long East Room, an ornate space often used for receptions or presidential addresses. Gonzalez was tackled by a counter-assault agent at the far southern end of the East Room. The intruder reached the doorway to the Green Room, a parlor overlooking the South Lawn with artwork and antique furniture. What you don't want to do is try to bust up in the White House, because even if you make it in, it's got to be the most confusingly laid out house ever built.
Yeah.
Maybe not as confusing as the Winchester Mansion over in California, which is haunted by a million ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, you know what? Just do it. Just do it.
Correspondent?
Sure.
Okay. Correspondent out on the scene somewhere for breaking news somewhere in the world somewhere. We've never done this before.
Never done this before, and
it
don't intend on keep
suck.
Doing it.
Breaking news. Hello?
Go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello on the phone.
Okay, we won't do it anymore.
Ever again. Ever again. Yes. Never, ever again.
A DC Comics t-shirt with the slogan, "Training to be Batman's wife," has upset some folks within the comic book company and Walmart. As many DC fans quickly pointed out, it's a sexist and demeaning message. It's also bizarre, because when a 12-year-old wants to buy a Batman merchandise, it's generally not because she's impressed by Bruce Wayne's eligible bachelor status. The Batman's Wife t-shirt has now received a slew of negative reviews on its Amazon page and on the Walmart site, as well as numerous complaints from superhero fans on social media. Everybody knows that the only girl that got Batman's heart was Talia al Ghul, and the Dark Knight Rises...
What about Selina Kyle?
No, and the Dark Knight Rises trying to kill her, and it makes me really upset. I don't want to talk about it.
What about Selina Kyle?
What about her?
Selina Kyle.
Come so on. What?
I think they're setting that up for realsies with Gotham.
They're trying to.
Oh.
We're going to talk about that in comics.
What a show. All right.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
Was I here? Did we talk about the kid that wanted his yearbook photo with the cat?
We did it.
Okay.
You were gone.
Okay.
I think we were like group texting that while you were gone.
Schenectady High School senior Draven Rodriguez was a kid with a dream to take a yearbook photo with his cat, Mr. Bigglesworth. He wanted like his actual yearbook photo, like not just a page in the back.
Yeah.
Dedicated to him. He wanted his photo.
His actual photo.
His senior photo.
With his cat. Looking all like straight out of Walmart with sparkles in the background.
It's an incredible picture.
Gosh.
Rodriguez was so passionate about his portrait, he even created a preemptive petition for the school board to allow his photo to be printed even before they issued a decision. Because he figured they probably wouldn't. In a compromise, his cat photo was accepted for a different part of the yearbook, separate from the other student portraits. However, Principal Diane Wilkinson and her chihuahua, Vivian, found a way to make Rodriguez's photo a whole lot better by joining in. The original photo, a laser-filled tribute to the bond between boy and cat, just became a portrait of pure awesomeness. Vivian and Mr. Bigglesworth are both rescue animals, and the photo will appear in the yearbook to raise awareness for the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Cruelty to animals! What's happening? Breaking news is being destroyed!
I know. Our correspondent on the scene
is ruining things!
It's not working out.
The ruiner on the scene today. That's pretty cool, though. Have you seen the photo of him and his principal?
I haven't seen the one of him and his principal.
I saw it.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
I want to see that one. That's
it
the one I want to see.
Hilarious. And that's pretty cool that she was cool enough to join in.
Yeah.
Because most principals would be like, no. Oh, here's some breaking news. It's freaking awesome and progressive. A toddler was forced to smoke a cigarette so adults could videotape the scene. A toddler. A little baby Brody. He's almost a toddler.
Yeah.
The shocking footage was posted online to Live Leak. After the young boy takes a few puffs, he tries to hand the cigarette back to those in the room, but they tell him to drag on it some more. Everyone can be heard laughing as the toddler smokes the cigarette. At one point, the boy sticks the nicotine stick up his nose, which didn't faze those in the video who remained unseen. In fact, they found it strangely hilarious, as the boy had no idea what he was doing. He just knew that it pleased them around them, and that's all. All that's seen in the video is a somewhat dingy living room with little else to focus on other than the toddler puffing until the cigarette almost fully burns in his hands. Video of the toddler smoking has gone viral. People are angry about it. There's no indication where the footage was shot, but it's thought to be from Russia. That sucks. Guys, don't let toddlers smoke.
Yeah, that's a bad deal. Speaking of bad deal, correspondent on the scene.
Let's do it.
Correspondent on the scene.
Hello.
What up, dude?
Hey, Shane. You're throwing me off, man. I can't look. There's a delay. It's weird.
No, I'm being legit. I'm telling you, I think locally, dude, there's some legitimate breaking news going on this morning.
Okay.
Dude, in the last 3 weeks, I have noticed that there is hackers going after like Home Depot and like all the stores that we shop at.
Yeah.
So I told my wife this morning, go change the cards out and just start using cash to make purchases.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, this morning it's Albertsons. Now it's Albertsons. Couldn't believe it. Well, Steve, what's so funny?
Nothing.
You're cracking up.
Shane, we're non-common. We're not supposed to talk about businesses.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
All of your history with the station.
And you didn't
history? I have no idea. I'm sorry. Hey, listen. I didn't say that any of those places were amazing.
That's true. Apparently not because they're security breaches. Albertson's next on the list.
I actually got a new debit card yesterday.
Chrissy got a new debit card last week, and I'm going to do it today and have my wife do it too
because, I mean, it would. And here's the thing, right? So just in all seriousness, to anybody who is listening, it's like, and you know, why even take the risk until they get this security thing sorted out?
Right. Agreed.
Right?
No, agreed.
This is weird. I feel like I'm in prison.
Yeah.
And you both come to visit me.
Because it's like there's a delay and you're like right outside the window staring at us.
I got it.
Right at 6:46, so it's time for birthdays anyways.
All right.
At least traffic, and that's
how
we'll
do it.
Let's quick look at traffic.
Let's take a look at traffic.
Never again.
Never again. All right, folks, let's see what's going on. And
that's why we never have correspondence
in breaking news.
That's why we've never taken phone calls during breaking news.
So. Oh, my gosh. Nothing to report other than the construction that's everywhere around Paseo and I-25, that little interchange. They're working really hard on it. We saw them this morning. They're out there at all hours of the day working on that thing, making that money, and hopefully making it a little better. Some frontage roads have been reduced to one lane around there. We have the right lane closed due to construction, I-25 north between San Antonio Drive. We have an on-ramp. Jefferson and 25 is closed. And then a little south of there, road construction, roadway reduced to 2 lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic, because now it is time for birthdays with Doug.
Thank you, Lord, Doug, for Doug.
Doug.
Oh. Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, good Doug. Morning. You're the only correspondent we'll ever need, buddy.
Love you, Doug.
Appreciate it. I'll do my best, and I'll let you guys down.
Thank you. Don't let us down.
Don't do it, man. Yeah,
today is September 30th, 2014, day 273. There are 94 days remaining in this wonderful year.
Yeah!
First up this morning, a singer-songwriter. Best known for such songs as It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Is it Bing?
Dean Martin.
Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis.
Bing Crosby, also dead.
Oh, yeah, he is dead.
Dude, that's Chrissy's family.
Yeah.
The Crosby family.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Dawn had her great-granddad or somebody wrote the Suwannee River song.
Oh, that's right.
And some other old melody.
Johnny Mathis is ancient. I'm going to say 84.
I'm going to say 91.
79.
Okay.
He's not as old as I thought.
Yeah.
He's not exactly Father Christmas.
SportsCenter.
A Swiss professional tennis player who spent a total of 209 weeks as world number one. She won 5 Grand Slam titles.
Martina Navratilova.
Nope. I knew you were talking about.
Vrazanagalagamin.
Serena Venus Williams.
Martina Hingis.
Yeah, Martina Hingis.
That one.
She is
40.
38.
She's 34 years old.
Oh, okay. She's done a lot.
34.
Done a lot in her lifetime.
Next up, rapper, producer, Mr. T-Pain.
Ah.
Mr. T-Pain. T-Pain is 31.
T-Pain, when he was in Albuquerque last, he rented Joey's gear for his show.
Ayo.
Like his Moog and all that stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. So T-Pain straight up used the Echoing Green stuff for his last show.
I think it's pronounced Moog.
Oh, man. T-Pain is on a boat? Is that T-Pain?
I said 31.
34.
30 years old.
Dang. Hey, dude. Doug, how long is it till you're 34?
9 years.
I've got 3 years. What about...
Whoa.
How many years do you have till you're 34?
Couple.
Cool.
In the negative.
Let's continue.
Next up, an American film and television actress, comedian, producer, and activist. She is best known for her role as
Fran Drescher! Fran Drescher.
On the Nanny, yes.
Wow.
Did you ever watch the show?
Ah, mystery!
Never.
It wasn't a bad show.
Fran Drescher. 44.
Ooh. 46.
She is 57 years
old.
Oh,
wow. Dude. Really?
Yep.
Whoa.
Dang.
Wow.
The Nanny.
Next up, an American actress and voice actress. She gained prominence as a child actress on the television show Party of Five. She was later Eliza Thornberrys on the show The Wild Thornberrys. Wow. She was originally Meg Griffin on Family Guy.
Mila Kunis.
Is it Nev Campbell?
Nope, and then she was in such films as Lost in Space, Not Another Teen Movie, Daddy Daycare, and she played Gretchen Wieners.
Girls. What is her name?
It's the little one.
Yeah.
The little mini Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name.
Lacey Chabert.
I didn't know she was originally Meg.
Yep.
That's interesting.
That is. And then they got Mila Kunis in there, right?
Yeah. That's funny. A good pickup for them.
Yeah, I think they did the right thing.
Yeah.
Mean Girls.
Yeah, she was like the fake Jennifer Love Hewitt.
The heiress to Toaster Strudel.
She is 30.
Is this her band? Doesn't she have a band?
No, this is Blondie.
Okay, but doesn't she have a band?
I
think she does.
Maybe.
Okay. What'd you say, 30?
Mm-hmm.
32.
32 is correct.
Yeah!
Nicely done.
Jason Bateman.
Nope.
David Cross.
Buster.
Oh! Oh! What is his name? Yeah, he's a...
That's the Believer dude,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He was in
I can't remember his name.
Tony Hale.
Tony Hale. That's what it is.
Ooh. Never seen it. I'm sorry, guys.
I can't do it anymore, mother. I'm going to Army.
45.
To keep them all together.
No, mother.
I love this show. I'm about to burn through them all again.
Yeah.
This is my new thing that I'm going to burn through on Netflix. Yeah. Is Arrested Development, and you're going to do it too.
I will. I'll go
it's time for you to graduate.
Okay.
Okay. Buster, Tony Hale is 49.
What'd you say, Steve-O?
I already forgot. 45?
44 years old.
Dang it, I think I said 44! You changed it.
No,
you shouldn't have forgotten.
I want to go back and listen to the tape.
Okay, let me pull it up.
All right, an American television and film actress. She's best known for a role as Dharma Freedom Finkelstein Montgomery on the 1997 to 2002.
Dharma and Greg.
Yes, Dharma and Greg.
Jenna Elfman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jenna Elfman. She was in Can't Hardly Wait.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, she played the angel.
She was the best, dude.
The angel.
Oh, man. So you call Barry Manilow and you tell him how you feel. Jenna Elfman is 45.
I think she's 47.
Today, Jenna Elfman is 43 years old.
Yay! 43 is young.
And the last birthday.
Yeah, right.
Sadly enough. Here's a story. Known professionally as... Well, I won't give
Peter Brady. Peter. Peter Brady. Yep. That guy.
Mike Brady.
Played Greg Brady.
Greg Brady is the oldest kid? The youngest
one.
Right?
Yeah. He's the one... Is he the one that had the... Like, in real life, had the affair with the mom?
I think
the lady
so.
That played the mom?
Yeah.
I think they hooked
Florence
up.
Florence Henderson.
Really. Yeah.
And he was just on, like, this really terrible... You know when, like, terrible TV's on in the background?
Yeah.
He was just on, like, a celebrity wife swap thing.
Nice.
And it was like, oh, man, your life is weird.
Greg, no, Greg, no!
Yeah.
Greg Brady is 64.
Yeah, something like that. No, it's about... I'm going to say 65.
The Brady Bunch.
60 years old.
60 oh, years young, yeah. baby. Greg Brady is 60 years old.
If it's your birthday, congratulations. You have a cooler birthday than anybody else we talked about today.
Yeah.
It's a terrible birthday day.
On this day in what year, the first Mine section of the Gutenberg Bible, the first book printed from movable type, was
okay.
published in Germany?
15.
I think it's 1644.
I'm going to say 1583.
1452.
Dang it!
Well, we were both off.
Yeah.
The Gutenberg Bible.
On this day in what year, John Billington became the first criminal to be executed in the American colonies when he was hanged for murder, or
Whoa.
Hung for murder.
In the colonies. Mm-hmm. 17.
Dang, Doug. This is dramatic music.
1754.
That's a good guess. 1741.
1630.
Okay.
Nice. 110 years off. 111 years off.
Yeah. Real good guess.
On this day in what year?
Sugar.
Chewing gum tycoon William Wrigley Jr. was born.
Wow. I feel like Wrigley's been around for a really long time.
Yeah. Wanting you. 1861.
That's what I was going to guess, too. So what I was going to guess. That's not what I was going to guess.
Clap, 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 clap. Mickey Mantle.
On this day in what year, Babe Ruth set the long-standing record for most home runs in a season, 60.
Oh, man.
Nobody's beat that record? Wait, Mark McGwire.
No, Roger Maris. Oh, yeah. Roger Maris, then Mark McGwire, and then...
Oh, but it's controversial, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's his face?
Roger Maris, because then, like, Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire both.
Yeah.
But then... Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, yeah.
Has 70?
Yeah, he. I think he's like 74.
Yeah.
But they all, didn't they all get...
They all should have asterisks
allegedly.
Next to... Yeah.
But yeah. Except for Babe Ruth.
No, Roger Maris.
Roger Maris. Okay.
In 61, I believe, right?
Legitimately.
In 61, in 61.
They didn't even have drugs back then.
So in 1961, Roger Maris beat Babe Ruth's record.
Nineteen twenty-two.
Silence.
Yeah. And then next up.
No.
As long as it doesn't play an ad.
Play an ad. Play an ad. Play it.
And it did. All right, on this day, what year the Flintstones debuted?
Oh, man. That one. There it is.
Premiered 1967.
Whoa. I think it was in black and white when it first came out.
Was it?
I think so.
I do not remember.
Doug!
Yeah?
Use your vast knowledge to figure it out.
Okay. On this day, and what year, the place where everyone knows your name began its 11-year run on television.
Okay.
1979.
It was 11 years on? Man, that means it would have gone till 90. Was it around like in the 90s still? So, let's see. 77.
1982. Dang it.
Whoa, it lasted till 93?
Nice. Good job, Cheers.
And your number one song for today.
What is it?
Yeah. Oh. No way!
It's Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, it is!
Yeah, it is.
Feel the vibration!
Don't call him Marky!
This one's for him because he's probably a little sad after
the game last night. Yeah.
Even though he does,
he disses Robert Kraft.
Come on, swing it. Intimidating language.
Oh my gosh, dude, this song. Okay, wait, I've got to get this right.
It's funny because this is who John Cena is totally based off.
Totally. I'm going to say 1989.
Yo.
I'm going to say 1989. I had this tape.
89, you say?
Yeah.
92.
91.
Oh! Dang it.
Today is Ask a Stupid Question Day.
Doug.
Perfect.
Will you go get us some food?
Yeah.
It's New Music Tuesday.
It was a stupid question.
Yeah?
Go.
It is New Music Tuesday right around the corner. We are seriously 3 minutes away. We have so much incredible music this morning. We're excited. So hang out with us this morning.
If you haven't
seen our video, get over to mystaticradio.com.
We're going
to
figure
out. Check out the Share-a-thon video.
We're going to figure out how to post it on our Facebook today at some point.
It's fun.
We don't know when that'll
be. Yeah, we need to figure out how to share that bad boy.
It's embedded.
Quick break. Right back with more Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's a time.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, it's Tuesday, so it only makes sense.
We got to do New Music Tuesday.
7 o'clock hour. If you are new to Static Radio, here's the deal, bro. It is your hour to judge others.
That's right.
It's not cool, but this hour we make it cool.
Oh, yeah.
We get a lot of music submitted week in and week out. In fact, if you're a local artist and you'd like to get your music played on Static Radio, all you got to do is send it to us. MyStaticRadio.com under the Locals Rules section. You can submit MP3s. Tell us a little bit about yourself, band bio. And we'll totally play your jam. At least once.
Yep.
We got a lot of great bands to get to today. We get a lot of music sent to us from Nashville and different record labels, record reps. And so we play them. We'll let you guys vote on them. The format is easy. Dig it or bury it. Dig it means you want to keep it around in rotation. Bury it means it needs to go away in a hole somewhere and never, ever, ever return.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to kick it off strong.
Yep.
Or are we?
Yes.
I was a little surprised. A lot of people upset by their latest stunt, if you will. U2 recently released their record entirely for free through iTunes. In fact, if you have an iTunes, you already own this record because, well, they immediately downloaded it to you. So everybody who has iTunes, you already own this song.
I do.
And this entire record. And I think they thought it was going to be amazing, and a lot of people were just mad that it was on their iPod or their iPhone without their permission. And so it kind of backfired.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the people that was stoked.
I thought it was a cool thing.
Yeah, I thought it was a great idea. The record's called Songs of Innocence. And as I said, it's been free and still free at iTunes.
That's right.
The entire record, if you have an iTunes, you already have it. So, Ty, our first track from the record, it's called The Miracle of Joey Ramone. It is a New Music Tuesday submission from U2. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. U2, The Miracle of Joey Ramone, Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's your chance to tell us what you think. And I know a lot of people have thoughts on U2, especially with the latest stunt we mentioned with their record. And love it or hate it, pretty much, is what happened with it.
I don't really know why people got upset, because all you can do is you just delete it.
Right.
And then
right.
It's not there.
Yeah, I know. But people were upset. I was definitely not one of those people. So, yeah, starting it off with some U2 this morning.
That's right. Leonard, our boy Leonard, says bury.
Really?
But Thebe says, really? Setting the bar high. A little high at the start. Matthew says, not bad. Bill says, is this a Christian band? It's not, Bill. Sean says, I dislike U2, but this album's pretty okay. Small dig. Joel okay. The Nanny says, I'm personally not a big fan of U2. This isn't that bad, though. So not really my style, but I won't change the station.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about all the new music for New Music Tuesday. Coming up next, Maddie Mullins.
Yeah, this is the singer of Memphis May Fire, which is a heavy band.
Yeah.
We play one track by them.
Yeah.
Not so heavy.
Solo project.
Mm-hmm. He put this out recently.
Is it 99% soul?
Yeah, actually, it's 99% soul. You will see, my friend. You will see.
Oh, man, the song is called 99% Soul. It's Maddie Mullins. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. 1% body, 99% soul. Maddie Mullins, 99% soul. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Okay, and that dude, that's a surprising track because
yeah!
The band is very heavy, and I guess he's getting like a lot of, I guess, flack for, because that's a pretty poppy project.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. Nathan says, good morning. Stefan says, interesting jam. I feel like the lyrics could be a plus one song. I'm not feeling it.
I felt that same vibe.
Sean says, Maddie Mullins is a cool cat, but I like the backing of Memphis May Fire with his vocals. Me no likey. Thebe says, more like Maddie Mullins. Sounds like Rocket Summer. Not a terrible voice, just sounds like it's not a dude. Joel the Nanny says, I like this.
Of course.
Dig. Matthew says, oh, not bad. Peter says, Caleb. Or yeah. Bill said, Peter.
It reminded me of like a One Direction song.
Yeah, the thing
it's
he's
really
getting.
Really weird.
He did, and he said, he had an interview where he talked about how he still has a lot of respect for CCM artists.
Okay.
So his solo project came out, and a lot of people were like, what?
Yeah.
And he, even in Memphis May Fire, even though they're not quote unquote Christian band, he's always been very like.
Open about his
yeah,
faith.
Very open
honest.
About
yeah.
his very. We, the one song we play, I mean, that's straight up like, you know, whatever. It, but I think a lot of people were pretty surprised because it has a total CCM
oh,
vibe.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Like, what?
Yeah, yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey guys, it's Luke. What's up?
What up?
That song was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I love that song. Like, as soon as it, like, the first 3 seconds. Like, my brother was sleeping in the car next to me on the way to school, and then he, like, opened his eyes and, like, looked at me, and we're like, this is good.
Nice.
This is really good.
How old your brother?
So, yeah, huge dig.
How old's your brother?
He's 20.
Oh, okay, good. All right, I thought you were going to say 7. I was going to say, okay, well, that's 6 years old, no, man. See, that makes sense.
It's just early and we're tired.
Right. I get it.
Word. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Colin.
No problem, guys. Bye.
All right, man. Later.
You wanted it to be a kid, so
I really thought it was going to say 7, and I was going to say, man, that makes perfect sense.
We're on
sense.
The way to school. He's 6.
He's 6. Yeah, we're dropping him off.
If it would have been a kid, though, there's no way that kid would have been asleep right now.
That's true.
He would have been like, ah!
Oh, man. Keeping it going. It is New Music Tuesday. I feel so thoroughly out of place.
Thrown off. We actually had some guests come in.
Yeah, it was cool.
Celebrating a birthday.
Yeah.
Did a little prayer.
Big so thanks to cool. Crazy Train Shane.
Yeah.
King of Derail. So
King
I changed
derail.
His name to Crazy Train instead of Hurricane.
Instead of Hurricane.
I guess both do damage.
No, I'm glad
but
they came by, though.
He's a wonderful dude.
That's a good I birthday present.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Cool. This next song, a new single from King's Kaleidoscope. They have a record coming out soon on Tooth & Nail or BEC, the same label.
Yeah.
They were part of the Bad Christian thing going on with the Emory guys.
Yeah.
And they have a lyric video out for this, so we're going to play the song on our station. Because we've been jamming the one...
Defender?
Yeah, we've been jamming that one for a while.
Fan of what they do.
So, yeah.
Yeah, check it out. Tell us what you think. King's Kaleidoscope, the song is I Know. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. King's Kaleidoscope, the song is I Know. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Y'all know we be bringing y'all them hits and whatnot.
Speaking of bringing the hits, Peter Benson coming in.
Oh!
In the 8 o'clock hour to hang out with us. That dude has been spinning jams for many moons.
Yeah.
Many, 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 many moons.
And he's going to tell you guys how you could maybe, possibly, get involved with doing some of that action.
Yeah.
Not necessarily spinning.
Get involved in
maybe
radio.
Spinning in circus.
I'm excited about that.
Circus? Circles. Yeah. Stefan says, holy moly, that rhythm is sick. Dig.
Nice.
That's high praise coming from Stefan. That dude's got a solo project that's banging.
Oh, man, yeah.
Joe says agree with Joe on the nanny, who says, it's all right. I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
Okay.
Thebe says solid. Leonard says dig. Reminds me of Kings of Leon.
Ooh.
That's right. And Matthew says, not a bad start to the morning.
All right.
That's
good.
What I want to hear.
Keeping it going. We got a lot of music. Where are we going next?
Okay.
I mean, we can go wherever you
let's
want.
Let's do Remedy Drive. Get that
yes.
out of the way. This is dedicated
to Kay.
Kay. Peterson, of course, and Bill.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a great song. Okay, Remedy Drive went through some major changes, not just lineup-wise, and the brothers getting back together and healing their relationship,
yeah.
at least two of them. But they also, David the singer helped out with like a sex trafficking ministry
yeah.
where he actually had to go overseas and went undercover
no way.
To bust these girls. So he would go in and pose as somebody trying to purchase a girl. Like a 14-year-old
wow.
girl. Seriously. And Dawn actually played, they played a show with Remedy Drive 2 nights ago, and she was saying, man, David has changed a lot. He's been through a lot with this thing, and he's a completely different person.
So it was kind of like taken status
yes.
and overseas,
yes.
like undercover.
And he told a story in an interview of one girl that he went in, he wrote a certain song about her, and I can't remember which one it was, but the whole album, the album's called Commodity, and it's
yeah.
all about the sex trafficking, like slave trade,
yeah,
and how people are treated as commodities, and just it's a devastating thing. It's real life, you know. We here in America think slavery is over, but in many places, even in America,
yeah,
we hear more and more about it every day. But
yeah.
the sex slave trade is still happening, especially in other countries. And he went over with part of this ministry. I can't remember the name of it, but he went in and posed undercover. Like he was going to purchase, and he told a story in an interview about one girl that didn't make it out, that almost did, but then like they got found out and they had to leave because they'll get killed.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, they will murder them
yeah.
if they figure out that they're trying to bust this sex ring up. And this girl just got shuffled back into the whole system and goodbye forever, you know. So the whole album is called Commodity. It's super serious subject matter, and luckily for us, it's great music, too. So this is their new song. It's called Dear Life.
Man, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And apparently, if you don't dig it, you have no soul.
That's right. So remember. Remember that.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Remedy Drive, Dear Life, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We are in the middle of New Music Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
Your chance to vote on all the brand new music we get sent to us.
Of course, Kay Peterson says, I love everything about Remedy Drive, music and mission.
That's good.
That's cool. That is a good, it's a good song.
That was fantastic.
And the mission is incredible, though. Leonard says, Dig Because I Have a Soul and Kay Would Hurt Me. That's right. Matthew says, Pat says it's powerful. Wow. Joel the Nanny says, I'm a fan of Remedy Drive and this album is amazing. Yeah, the album came out last week or the week before.
Okay.
Had no idea about the background on it, though. So powerful. I dig this song very much. Joe says, I like it. Jeff says, okay. Thebes says, this is different and that's good. Nice job. And Matthew says, meh, not bad.
All right. Yeah, dude.
I thought it was great.
I want to listen to the whole record now after hearing the story behind it.
I think it's cool because they approached their record label. They were on a label called Centricity. Back in the day, they were on Word, and then took them forever to write their second record, and the singles weren't lining up with what Word wanted, so they exited Word, and then they signed with Centricity, who put out Resuscitate. Resuscitate was a great record. It sounded awesome.
Okay.
And I think if I remember correctly, he approached the label about this concept, and they thought it was a little bit too heavy. They thought it was a little bit too controversial, and so they parted ways amicably, to my knowledge. And so they did this independently. They crowdfunded it. And now good things are happening.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Love it.
He believed in it that much.
Yeah.
He said, no, we're doing this.
Man, good story. Hopefully we'll be able to partner with those guys soon because that's a rad story that should be told. Mm-hmm. So it is New Music Tuesday, playing a lot of jams, a lot of music for you to get through and vote on. Tell us what you think about it. This next one, love these guys.
Yes.
Discovered them because of you.
Oh, we toured with these guys.
Yeah.
This is Come Wind. It's a new song. That's right, new song. I think Nick that was in the band, the second singer, I think he is no longer in the band.
No way.
This was actually, they put up a live video of this song.
Okay.
And this is a live track that they did for a magazine called Substream. But it's brand new Come Wind, and there's a new guy in the band. So
no
we
got to
get more
All
info
right,
on that.
Go. Come Wind, the song is called Not This. Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Come Wind, Not This. Tell us what you think. Dig It or Bury It. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mateo with ya.
Hey, everybody.
Vote away.
Vote away on the Facebook.
So that band, actually, I remember now. They come from Ohio. I think I discovered them through Radio U. They were playing them.
Yeah.
Home State Boys.
Yeah, that's what it was. Because then when we toured with them, you were like, oh.
Oh, I know these guys.
Yeah. Nathan. On Facebook. No, they have a new second singer. Nathan wrote, no second singer. Who's going to play the fifth drum set? That's funny. Joe says, digging it. Leonard says, I'm digging this and would enjoy hearing more. Leonard, you should seek out their, I think it was an EP they put out.
Okay.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid band. And they're great dudes. It was so much fun touring with them.
Yeah.
It's the original
EP, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think there's just one new
one.
Guy. All the other guys are still in the band.
Dude, and that record, their first record, was absolutely incredible.
It is incredible. Yeah. Jeff likes it. Joe says, sounds awesome to listen to in the rain.
Mm.
Joe the Nanny says, my ears are happy. And Matthew says, love Come Win. Big fat dig from Pat and I.
Okay.
Good. Thank you for being Pat by proxy.
Yes.
And digging.
Speaking of, shout out to Pat and big thanks to Pat. You were gone, but we got to meet him.
Aww.
They were here for Five Iron. They drove up from Las Cruces.
No way.
So big old thanks to Pat.
That's
and,
cool.
Yeah, Harley Davidson, Barnett Harley Davidson in Las Cruces.
That's awesome.
Sent us some swag that we'll be using here very, very soon.
Swag!
I was excited about that.
That's awesome.
Excited about New Music Tuesday.
Me too.
Premiering a lot of new stuff. On the way, we got a brand new song from Lorde.
Oh.
Got some 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh.
Brand new Project 86.
What?
I know.
There's now so you're much.
Like, now you're like, we got to get there. We will get there. But in the meantime, tell us about this band, Rocky Loves Emily.
Okay. Funny thing.
Okay.
The other day we played in Michigan, and there was this dude out in the audience, and I was like, he looks familiar. Rocky Loves Emily is a band originally from Minnesota. Or they played in Minnesota a lot. The okay. Highland guys were from Minnesota. So when
okay.
we toured with them and a band in Kansas, and Waverly, this was Waverly. When Waverly toured with Highland and a band in Kansas a few years ago, I remember being in a venue near Minneapolis, and there were Rocky Loves Emily posters everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere. But then they got signed to Tooth & Nail and put out a couple records, and I wasn't really, didn't really get into
it. You weren't
it. Wasn't my
vibe,
thing.
Yeah.
Super glossy pop rock. Not really me.
Yeah.
Like, I love pop punk music, but when it's like the super pop rocky, like the Somerset that played at Warped Tour, kind of that thing, not so much for me.
Right.
That's fine, though. Whatever. Well, anyway, we played the other day in Michigan, and singer of this band was at the show with a friend of his.
Okay.
And I thought I recognized them, and then sure enough, after the fact, it was like, that's who that was.
That's exactly who that was.
Well, and then they are independent. They're not on Tooth & Nail. It's funny how all this stuff happened at the same time, and they just put this new song out.
All right.
This is the first track from their independent release. It's called Hypocrite. It's about me. this is Rocky Loves Emily. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Rocky Loves Emily. Song's called Hypocrite. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
You know what movie that's from?
Huh?
Rocky Loves Emily. Rocky Loves Emily. Doug?
Mm-mm.
Come on, guys. Three Ninjas.
I've never seen Three Ninjas.
Oh, well. It was a 90s movie for kids.
That was in Three Ninjas?
Yeah,
you can't name your band after a saying in Three Ninjas.
Well, some people name their bands after letters and numbers.
If you could name your band.
You too.
Project 86.
Blink-182.
And then there's the color
Freshman
game.
Freshman 15.
The Echoing Green.
Mm-hmm.
Red.
The Haunted Mansion game, Waverly.
Pretty sure that's the only one.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that's the only Haunted Mansion.
Dang it.
Yeah. Pretty sure anyway.
The made-up town name, Winchesterton Fieldville.
If you could name a band after any phrase in a movie, what would it be?
Clever Girl.
Oh.
From Jurassic Park.
Dang, dude.
Did you notice how fast I had that?
Immediately.
Because I want to have a band and call it Clever Girl.
Oh.
I think there's already... Don's like, man, there's already got to be a band named Clever Girl. Here, we're going to look it up right now.
Clever Girl.
Clever Girl Band. There's probably like 20 of them.
Let's see. Huh?
Dang it.
Oh, man.
There's like 20 of them.
Wow. Yep.
Bandcamp, Facebook, another Facebook.
I'm sorry, dude.
Another one.
It's already taken.
It's not taken. Have you ever heard of a band called Clever Girl?
Never.
Exactly. That's how you know. Like, oh, this other band's got it. I bet they don't have enough money to have a copyright lawyer. I'm doing it.
Oh, man. It is New Music Tuesday. Bringing you some new jams. Tell us what you think about that Rocky Loves Emily track.
Leonard agrees with me. Yes, definitely has a Weezer feel to it.
Okay.
And that's definitely the vibe I was taking away from it. Stefan says, I would have loved this in middle school, and I don't mind it now. It's fun. Definitely a fun. I just appreciated the tone of the instruments because compared to what they were back in the day, I was like, I can't believe this is that band.
Yeah.
Michael says, loved it from the start. Keep. Matthew says, Pat says, and I quote, you're killing it today. This is the Matt and Pat show. We're tag teaming it today, whatever that means.
Okay.
Joe the Nanny says, interesting. Not sure how I feel. I suppose it's all right. I may need to listen to it more than once to see if I like it. Yeah, I don't know. Lots of ellipses in there.
I don't know. Joelle, I'm trying to think
she's
of...
She's stream like, of consciousness.
Her top five bands, who they would be.
I don't know.
I feel like they'd just be really like... Swell.
Swell, guys. Steve
swell
says,
bands.
It's a keeper. Joe says, Diggo. And whoa, I liked it the first second. Or a first second, I liked it.
Okay.
Matthew says, love it. All caps.
All right. So people enjoyed that song?
I think so.
All right. This next band changed their name. They used to go by Citizens, Mars Hill Music, and Worship Project. And they changed their name from Citizens to Citizens and Saints.
They did. I think there's another band called Citizen. And they probably had to... Yeah, there is, right, Doug?
Okay.
And so they probably had to...
Oh, yeah, they were Citizen, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't just go Citizens.
Well, no, they were Citizen. Yes. And they so it's just too close.
Gosh.
Too close.
Okay.
So Citizens and Saints.
Okay. Song's called You Brought Me Back to Life. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Mouth!
Static. Citizens and Saints, You Brought Me Back to Life. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I think Thebe sums it up best when he says, well, sounds like Citizens and Saints.
Yeah, there you go.
Leonard right. says, loving the 80s vibe, but isn't this from the movie Steve-O and Mateo's Day Off?
Yes, it is.
Gerald and Annie says, I can jam out to this. Steve-O, can I put Owl City as my five favorite bands? Tee-hee.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Owl City is number one on my list, though.
Okay, that's exactly, yeah.
Good.
That's great.
Nathan
Nailed
says,
it.
The dream of the 80s is alive. Seriously, I feel like I'm watching a John Hughes movie. I still dig it, though. Joe says, meh, not really sure. Matthew says, makes me want to dance and put all these faces and these things. Thank
no
you,
clue.
Matthew. You are a craftsman of emoticons. And Jessica says, yas, diggity.
Okay.
When people comment in all caps, it hides it.
Yeah.
Automatically.
That's weird.
It's because usually people are angry and they comment in all caps.
Ah.
So we have our, I guess we have our Facebook set up to where if somebody
so like,
does
hey,
it hides
that
it.
That means they're cussing.
They could be cussing, y'all.
Don't you just hide all
usually,
them all caps
when
ones,
you
man.
When you cussing, it's in all caps. I know when I cuss, it's in all caps. Even when I just use my voice, it's in all caps.
Just all caps.
Just all caps cussing at you right now.
It is New Music Tuesday, going through some new stuff, and this band, Woo. New to the Static Airwaves,
yes.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I really like this band.
Yeah.
This is Zach Farrow, former drummer of Paramore. This is his project, Half Noise.
And that's why.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Dude, yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
This is his thing.
Okay.
They toured with Paper Route.
All right.
He's good friends with, like, Hoops.
I see. I had no idea.
He's all up,
no
in,
wonder.
All up in that mix. But
okay.
He, and it's cool. This single has a music video, and if you watch it, you get a feel for their live show.
Okay.
Two drum sets. He's on the mini drum set singing and playing at the same time. And it really reminds me of Phil Collins.
Awesome.
And I love it. I'm sorry. I love Phil Collins. My love
Don't
for Phil
apologize.
Collins.
Are you kidding me?
My love for Phil Collins will never die, just like
Ever.
Me.
Ever. Ever.
That's right.
There you go. Half Noise is the band. The song is Hurricane Love. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Half Noise, Hurricane Love. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I've got a hurricane love for Doug. Love you, buddy.
Amazing. Amazing.
We're trying to load this page. Let's see what the people have to say. Joe says, diggy, diggy, smiley face. Jason says, nobody will ever come close to Phil. Definitely
agreed.
Dig this up. Oh, totally agree.
Yeah.
And it's not his voice that reminds me of Phil. It's just the when
vibe?
You see that video, it's the vibe of it. Like
it's
he's playing and singing.
Collins.
And yeah, the feel of it. Jeff says, like it. Leonard says, diggity. This song is put together very well. Joel the Nanny says, this is pretty good. I mean, it's not Owl City. Quit trying to make Owl City happen,
Gosh.
Joel the Nanny. Michael says, Arcade Fire? Joe says, yep, already digging the drums.
Yes, dude.
Telling you guys, go watch that video for that song. It's pretty cool.
There you go. You know, we do something here on Static Radio that's a little different.
Hey, damn it.
It's called Culture Shock. We like to play mainstream artists and find tracks that have a message, whether it's encouragement or something that coincides with God's word. And brand new single from our girl Lord.
Literally came out yesterday.
Yeah. Yellow Flicker Beat, this one from the upcoming Hunger Games.
The Mockingjay Part 1 soundtrack. She's doing the whole soundtrack.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this one's all about resilience. And if you know anything about Hunger Games, you know, This movie is going to be cray-cray.
Yes.
Because, you know, it was like the second one is very much so Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, and then they split the third book into two movies.
Gosh.
And if you've read the books.
I didn't read the third one, remember? Because Mitch went on and ruined it for me and was like, hey, this. And
Doug,
I was like, why would you ruin that for
did
me?
Did you read the books? There, but she only ruined like one very, very, very important plot point for you. But there's
just
a lot
one.
More. There's
just
a
one.
Lot more
yeah,
that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Mitch is the ruiner, by the way.
She
if you,
is.
If you
yeah.
guys, if you're interested in a book or movie that she's already
don't
seen,
talk to
do
her
not
it.
Bring it up.
Yeah, don't ever even bring
don't
it up.
Don't bring it up.
Because it will be ruined for you. She not on purpose.
She does it on purpose.
She's not spiteful. She's not evil.
You said not on purpose, and I was about to say, she does it on purpose.
I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. She doesn't do it on purpose.
Y'all, I don't know.
She didn't mean to.
I don't know.
Or did she? Anyways, this song is all about being resilient. I immediately thought of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. We have a great instruction from Paul as he's wrapping up his letter to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians, final chapter. He's basically urging you, brothers, saying, hey, man, these are my final instructions. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. And let all that you do be done in love. But it's that reminder of standing firm in our faith. We do need to be strong. We do need to be resilient because the world is going to attack. We are going to come under fire. There are going to be hard days. But we can take heart because Jesus has overcome the world.
Mm-hmm. The difference with us is we're not resilient through violence. We're not resilient, you know, through like we love our enemies, which was the game changer that Jesus introduced. You know,
yeah.
it was like. You love your enemies. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It really is a game changer.
It is,
and
absolutely.
And that's our stand. We make our stand in love, and we don't back down from it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So here you go. Brand new Culture Shock. Lord released it yesterday. Song's called Yellow Flicker Beat. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
I'm a princess cut from marble.
Yellow Flicker Beat, brand new song from Lord. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Welcome to New Music Tuesday.
Doug, what'd you think? He digs it.
All right. Thumbs up from Doug.
We got a Doug dig.
All right.
Dig Doug from Doug.
Dig Doug.
Jeff says like. Brian says love it. Lindsay says dig. Casey says dig. Joe says got me at the bass drop. Ha ha. Dig. Leonard says, well, yeah, it is Lord. I think this should be on the new Hunger Games movie. Oh, wait. Angela says, I dig. Huge Lord fan. Amazing.
Yeah, dude. That chick, she is fantastic. Also, super creepy live.
Super creepy. The song even starts off kind of creepy.
Yeah, dude. It's like...
But it gets your attention.
I can't remember the last time I watched The Ring. Yes, I can. I just saw Lord perform.
I saw Lord
perform. It reminds me every time. I'm like, is she going to walk through my TV? Is this about to go down? Am I about to die? It's creepy.
Wow, Joel the Nanny has written me a mini novel. Can
okay,
I read it?
Okay, I guess. Hold
she
on.
She says...
Hold on. We need to get the Joel the Nanny mini novel music.
Let's do it. Okay, I have mixed feelings about Lorde. I liked her at first, but then I got a little sick of her songs. Most likely because I heard two songs all the time. This is a good song, I admit, but I can see myself getting tired of it rather quickly. My suggestion, put it in rotation, but watch how many times you play it. This has been a serious Joel the Nanny moment. Thank you.
No probs.
Thanks, Joel.
All right,
Manny.
Cool.
It's a culture shock, so you won't hear it all the time.
That's right.
But we can't say the same for other stations, who I'm sure will be all
yes,
over.
Yes, absolutely. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got two more New Music Tuesday songs
Hooray!
To get to. We're
Y'all
excited about it.
That's
some
good.
Project 86 and some 30 Seconds to Mars. So if you were waiting for some guitars and some rock action, yeah,
rock
it's
action.
Coming up. It's coming up. It's on the way next. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Ha ha!
Oh, yeah.
We has returned!
We has returned! Oh!
We told you we wouldn't be gone long. Shoo!
Told you.
It's the 8 o'clock hour. Got a couple more New Music Tuesday jams to get to. If you missed the music this morning, it has been a stellar morning. I'm glad you're back.
Fun times.
New Music Tuesday sucks when the music director's gone.
Fun times and light headaches.
I love it. We got a couple more to get to. This one, a new one.
Ooh.
Our boy Schwabby.
Schwabby, Schwab.
The Schwabinator.
And our boy Cody Driggers, who played bass on this record.
He probably isn't talking to me right now because he is a huge Steelers fan.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did not rub it in his face because I hate it when people do that to me and my team sucks, but...
Oh, no.
You know when people like Antonio Brown, wide receiver for the Steelers, are saying, man, we lost to the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah.
He said that in a post-game interview. And I was like, dang, dude, that's messed up, yo. We're obviously not the worst team. We just beat you. Oh! We just beat you!
Snap, y'all. Snap.
We got New Orleans on the road this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen.
Do you think you'll
win? It's going to happen. Yes, I do. It's going to happen. As long as Glennon's there, man, and they let him do it. Okay, anyways, that's for another time.
Yo, it's all right.
It's New Music Tuesday. It's we got to get to music.
We got to get to it.
This next song is called Acolyte March, and it's a brand new one from Project 86, as you said, our boy Cody.
Yep.
From Loner Rebel.
Dude. Okay, and The Wedding. Okay,
and
so
The Wedding.
We're watching Cody play with Project 86 at that festival, and he's just getting into it and everything. We watched for a song and a half. I'm standing directly to his left side stage at on the stairs going up, and he's just like looking all hardcore and mean, like putting that mean face on, and Schwabby's got his eyes up there like just blaring into people's souls.
Yep.
Pew, pew, pew. And the guitar player's over there doing his headbang thing, and the drummer's awesome and heavy, 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 and then and then Cody looks over and goes, hey, and like smiled like a little kid, hey, waved at me and Colin and Nuke, and we're just sitting there waving at him, hey, and then he turned around and went, it was awesome.
I love Cody.
He's a sweetheart.
He is, dude. He is a really, really good dude.
Good.
So, man. Hey, before we get to this P86 song, if you would like some cheap Uggs.
Yeah, we're getting emails about it.
We are getting inundated with spam today.
I think we got a virus.
Oh.
I got a computer.
Are you sure that's not real? I'm going to click. Will you just click on it?
No.
See if we get some cheap boots.
Then it'll email it to all of our friends.
Okay.
You dummy head.
My bad. All right. Some Project 86 brand new stuff. It's Acolyte March. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Project 86. Acolyte March, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Booyah.
I was so thoroughly thrown off by TJ, I just kept trying to keep the movie going.
Keep the movie going.
Oh, so good, so good. Speaking of TJ, what did other people believe?
Casey says, you had me at Project 86. Stefan says, sounds like Project 86.
Yep.
Dig. Jeremy digs it. Nathan says, yep. And TJ put up a quoted diatribe from Billy Madison.
Okay.
I'm not going to read the whole thing. People can go to our Facebook.
Wow, a simple no would have sufficed.
Here, I'll read it and then you say that.
Oh, okay.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent song were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Wow, a simple no would have sufficed.
Well done.
Beautiful. Billy Madison. Billy Madison, for giving us all the best material in the world.
Amen.
Oh, man. Final song in the morning.
This is it for the morning, baby.
These guys put out a new record, and for some reason, we don't own it.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't we ever really listened to it?
I told you yesterday. Do you not listen to me when I talk to you? Huh? You don't. Yesterday, in that room where Doug is sitting.
Yeah, but you
came
Spotify.
In and, no, I have it, and I was like, I have this record.
Oh.
I listened to it when it first came out,
and then
I kind of just left it. And I even said, I think now's the time for me to get back into this record.
You did say that. I remember that part, but I didn't remember at any point you saying that you owned it. My bad.
I listened to you.
What?
Treat others as you want to be treated. I'm going to quit listening to you.
No, you can't. I'm your co-host.
I
you
know.
Have to listen to me.
That'll be a weird interaction. We're going to try it out.
Brand new music, sort of, from 30 Seconds to Mars. The song is called Do or Die. It is a culture shock. So take a gander to the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have to listen.
I'm proud of you for getting Gander right this time.
Hey, I have.
It means to look.
Yeah.
At lyrics. You can look at.
You can look. You can
you
take
can
a
read
gander.
Them. Proud
take
of
a gander.
You.
Gander the Gray. Final song.
Final song.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Seconds to Mars, song called Do or Die. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could dig it until all the other stations start overplaying it, Casey.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Joe says, shh, this is my favorite part. Jeff says, okay. Joe says, epic. I like it.
Mm.
Joe the Nanny says, ooh, this is really good. I dig this. Leonard says, it's 30 Seconds to Mars. What's not to love?
Absolutely. There That's you right. go. Yay!
Hooray!
We did it!
Another New Music Tuesday is done and gone.
In the books.
That's right.
You know, we scheduled an interview for this time.
We did.
Will you go get our interview?
Let's bring
Producer
him in.
Mr. Doug's bringing in our interview. Thanks to everybody who was a part of New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you guys. We're about to interview a great.
Yeah.
An Albuquerque legend.
A legend.
A legend in his own right.
In his own mind. Wait, no.
There he is.
We don't have headphones. I just realized there's no guest headphones.
There
That's fine. I can hear
You're
you
a pro.
In the room.
Okay.
You know?
You can, yeah, this right. is true. This is true.
I just put my hand over my ear, you know, the announcer duty there.
There it is.
Welcoming into the program, the one, the only, Peter Benson. Welcome back to K-Lite, my friend.
K-Lite.
Yeah.
K-L-Y-T.
K-L-Y-T.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, nice stuff.
Gearing up to celebrate our 40th anniversary this next year, so it's a pretty big deal. So
yeah, it really is. When you consider this youth format of static radio started 40 years ago, penetrating the youth of that day, the youth of the 70s. You know, think about it, right? Bell bottoms and, you know,
acid.
Leather fringe.
Yes.
Well, that burned down the first station, actually.
There you
but,
gotcha.
No. Yeah. Gotcha. That's why.
We have got some neat things coming up here this fall. Obviously, Share-a-thon starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow!
And we're excited about just the opportunity of, right, just pressing this station, the whole power of K-Lite up there with a mighty 1,300 watts on top of the mountain, right?
Yeah.
The big stick up there on the mountain.
It's
and going forward into a new year, the 40th year of ministry. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely incredible. And a big thing that we do around here, actually, that your baby, if you will, which got me started in this ministry.
That's true.
12 years ago. AMP. I mean, it's been, back then it wasn't called AMP, and it wasn't as fancy as it is now, so I could probably go back and learn some things. But
You know what? The classes still remain the core of static radio. It's an educational institution.
Absolutely.
Right? Serving the public, and that's how we reach into people's lives is by, well, they come in here and they learn radio. Mm-hmm. They're part of the classes. They're part of the, just a variety of ways that they can serve the ministry. So we are looking for folks that just have an interest in radio, don't have to necessarily have any kind of a skill level, don't have to necessarily have any kind of a personality type trait or anything.
Right, right. Look at Doug. He's the driest dude I know, and he somehow is our producer now.
He never sweats.
He came through AMP, and it was just like, that guy is boring. You should produce our show.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
He's the glue that holds this whole thing together.
He is
the rock solid foundation of the morning show.
He really is.
So it takes all kinds. We're all part of the body.
Yeah.
Please, if you've got an interest at all in radio and music, in exploring who you are within the broadcasting realm, please consider AMP.
Absolutely.
We have classes starting again. These are fairly short form classes, not like a UNM communications degree or something like that, but it does prepare you to take the next step into radio broadcasting. We've also had people use it in a variety of ways, in marketing, in copywriting, in newscasting, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So AMP is starting October 13th.
Okay. Yep.
So we've got like
less
a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
applications online right now. Pick them up there at what, Static Radio?
MyStaticRadio.com. Yep.
KNKT.com also has this. It's a combined effort of with Connection Communications. Yeah. So we want to see.
And you're the professor.
I am. However, I have help this year.
Yeah.
Finally, right?
That's awesome. Yeah.
Bossman Dan,
yeah,
right?
DJ Bossman Dan.
DJ Bossman Dan.
He's going to be teaching with me.
Yeah.
You're going to be part of this, interacting with students as well. So a great opportunity of entering into radio broadcasting at this level, at a volunteer level, right?
Absolutely.
But we do ask you to come through the classes. We'll talk about formatting. We'll talk about, why we do what we do, how we do it, right?
And we get emails regularly. Hey, man, do you guys have any internship programs or any way to volunteer? And that's really how you get in.
This is it, right?
This
the
is
fall
the way.
Classes with AMP, and again, starting October 13th. Find those applications. Get them into us by the end of this week.
Yeah, end of
they
this week.
They got to be here. So come on by, be part of Share-a-thon, and be part of the AMP classes, which, by the way, stands for the Academy of Media Ministry and Production. That's AMP.
Yeah.
You have the big acronym there.
AMP.
AMP.
And coming early part of next year, HD Video AMP with Dave Dorrell.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now,
nice,
now, these classes are only the radio audio format classes.
Okay.
Next January, though, this is going to lead into video stuff.
That's
so
awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you get some audio now, second semester, basically. You get video, but you got to sign up.
Right,
and
it's a $75 charge.
Yeah,
right. For the 6-night course, you also get hands-on training after the curriculum.
Yep.
So please find an application there and fill
there
it out, and we'll get back to you. Okay.
Boom. Like MyStaticRadio.com for details on that.
Yeah.
And
I'm actually posting
Professor
a
Benson
link
can
that
be
goes
your guy.
Straight to the events page, and if you scroll down, you'll see the link for the application.
There it is. Okay. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or MyStaticRadio.com. Thanks, man.
Sure, man.
It's always cool to hear Peter B's voice on
the KY. Back.
Yes, dude. That's awesome. We're going to steal you more for the Share-a-thon, that's
we
for
are.
Sure. So
you got it.
Amazing. That guy.
That guy.
All right. On the way, we got some music from the Black Keys. Ooh, some Waverly coming up.
Oh, gross.
In-person Ashes now. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Gross.
Static.
Here we go.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Hey y'all, it's me, Mateo, coming back with some traffic for yins. Let's see what's diggity doing around the ABQ. We got a traffic light flashing red, Gun Club Road at Isleta. That's where I hang out all times, a gun club. I like to go down there and pretend like I'm worth something. You know how it is. Also, we got construction I-25 and Passaic. We got Frontage Road South between Alameda and Ellison Street closed. We got Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Antonio, all kind of stuff closed. We got right lane closed.
No, wait. I'm sorry. Those frontage roads are reduced to one lane.
Oh, okay.
But we do have a closure.
Yeah.
Right lane closed. Construction I-25 between San Antonio and Passaic. We got on-ramp closed, 25 and Jefferson.
Sorry, I had something in my throat.
Yeah.
Also, construction roadway reduced to two lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And it looks like there's a little bit of traffic up in Rio Rancho, but who cares, right? The economy tanked, and so did Rio Rancho. Booyah! That's your look at traffic.
Man. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Hey, New Mexico is in the news.
Oh, no! Yeah. Not again!
Yeah. This last weekend, Seth MacFarlane decided to take one more pot shot at our state because he's a jerk.
You know what
and,
I say?
We hate
I say,
that guy. I'm
bring it on. That's what I say. Bring it on, Seth MacFarlane. Bring it on.
You know, Seth MacFarlane was out here filming A Million Ways to Die in the West, which, you know, we've heard so much about because it was such a great movie. Wait, it tanked because it sucked.
It tanked
okay.
hard.
Okay, cool. Right on.
Oh, yes.
He was out here shooting A Million Ways to Die in the West, and apparently the New Mexico weather, well, it's New Mexico weather. It's sunny, it's raining, it's sunny, it's freezing cold, it's Arctic temperatures.
Yeah, it's freezing. It's 140. It's crazy. I can't even tell you. Can't even begin to describe.
Well, when he was here, he had not kind words to say about our state.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yeah. This last week on the season premiere of Family Guy.
Yeah.
I guess Peter Griffin jumps back in the car because they're on a road trip and he says, "All right, back in the car, kids. For this leg of the trip, I was thinking of driving with my shirt off like New Mexico trash."
Haha. Here's what I say. Keep them coming, Seth MacFarlane, because we can always outdo you when it comes to being the worst. So bring it on.
Yeah, that guy. So he's not happy with our states, and apparently we don't care because, well, his movie tanked anyways. Who cares?
That's right.
Speaking of happy and states, I found a list of the happiest states in the union. We're not on the top 10.
Good.
Apparently we're unhappy right now.
No,
Seth
we're indifferent.
A jerk and, yeah. Yeah.
We are indifferent.
We are indifferent? I guess we're indifferent.
We are indifferent.
We don't care?
Let's All do right. it.
What do you think the number one happiest state?
Hawaii.
Number 8.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You got
wait,
it.
Wait,
come
wait.
On.
No, I got this.
To me...
Oregon.
Nope. To me, I probably would have guessed this one, actually.
Really?
Simply because I've only been to this state once, and
it
I said,
glorious.
Man, this is the cleanest, happiest state I've been
to. Utah.
Boom.
Yep.
Cleanest state, happiest, a lot of false hope running around there.
Dude, they clean that junk up.
They do.
They have to so they can get their own planet.
Top 10 happiest states. Number 1, Utah. Number 2, good old Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're happy. Have you ever been to a Minnesota
I've
winter?
Never been to Minnesota.
It is the worst.
I flew through Minnesota
it's
once.
It's so cold.
Yeah.
So cold. Like, incessantly, unrelentingly cold.
Yeah. Number 3, North Dakota. Number 4 on the list, Colorado, which,
let's
be honest, after this last year, you know they should have been happy.
North Dakota is happy because the 6 people that live there are family, and right now they're getting along. But you wait till next Christmas, Doug. We don't know.
Exactly. We got Nebraska on the top 5. Number 6, your favorite state in the union, Wyoming.
Oh, why?
Iowa comes in 7th, Hawaii is 8th, South Dakota 9th, and Idaho is 10th. Those are the happiest states in our nation.
Idaho?
The most boring states were the happiest.
They're the most content.
I
That's
guess
great.
So.
They don't have a lot, and they're content. That's
All
how
right.
it should be.
Least happy states. What do you think the least happiest state?
Florida.
Nope. Not
New York.
There.
New York.
No, yeah, I mean, closer.
New Jersey.
No.
Rhode Island. Massachusetts. Connecticut?
No.
Vermont? New Hampshire. Maine?
Keep going.
Pennsylvania?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Maryland?
No.
Virginia? West Virginia.
Yeah.
I understand that. West Virginia is beautiful.
It's only a took you 17
listen,
tries. That
it's a
good.
Beautiful state. I was working
really?
My way down and around the
yeah,
map.
I was like,
I covered
no,
the whole
going,
northeastern
you
section.
You really did. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
I think I can name like 3 of those states.
I got them,
so,
man. Listen, West Virginia is beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
But I would hate living there.
Really?
Yeah, because it's super redneck. No offense,
okay.
But offense meant because it's so beautiful and everybody that lives there is just crazy.
Isn't that where, that's where Reese
lives.
Reese lived.
Yeah. Look at
and
Reese.
He was talking about it. Yeah.
My buddy Todd, whose actual name is Tyler, but we call him Todd.
Okay.
He's wonderful and his family is awesome. They're crazy. Crazy.
Really?
Crazy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Least happy state. Number 2?
Florida.
Roll Tide.
Georgia. Alabama. Obama. Alabama.
And if Alabama's the second least happy state.
Mississippi.
Coming in third.
Yeah, baby.
Coming in third. Number 4 was Arkansas. Number 5, Kentucky.
Yep.
Those are your least happy states in the union.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Huh.
Kentucky shirt in? State puns.
Right now, New Mexico should be on that list because everybody's pissed at Seth MacFarlane for cracking jokes at our expense. But let's be honest, who cares?
Who cares?
He's mad about the weather and blaming the people, which makes
Find
so
something
much
real
sense.
To get mad about.
Yeah.
There like
you go.
ISIS.
Coming up, got some Mumford & Sons, some Harrison Hudson right now, and Tom Kellner.
What are you laughing at?
Coming up, got a story about a 6-year-old aptly named. We'll talk about that.
Is his name Sace?
Nah. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Traffic.
All right, let's take one final look at traffic for this morning. September 30th, 2014. It's almost October. Tomorrow, I officially give everyone permission, because you were waiting for me to give it to you.
Yes.
To decorate for Halloween.
Yeah!
Or fall, whatever.
It's a match!
It's a match, y'all! Oh, no, he said decorate for Halloween! Y'all, there's something going on! You can call it harvest decoration. Whatever you need to do. But tomorrow, official permission to decorate. Because, yeah, my friends, you don't want to do it too early. They were already selling pumpkins the other day at the supermarket, and it was like, won't that go bad before Halloween?
Yeah.
Because if you carve it out this weekend, it's just going to look like a rotted mess in a month.
You got this like orange raisin on your doorstep.
That's a nice raisin you got there, man.
Yeah, man.
I-25 in Paseo, lots of construction. A couple of frontage roads have been reduced to one lane because of it. The first one I want to talk about, I-25 frontage road south between Alameda and Ellison, reduced to one lane. Also, I-25 frontage road north, so on the other side of the highway, between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison, reduced to one lane. Right lane is closed due to construction. I-25 north between San Antonio and Paseo. Also, we have an on-ramp closed. I-25 north at Jefferson. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, the one you've been waiting for, road construction. The roadway reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. Be careful and pay attention to what you're doing while you're driving. That's your look at traffic.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Traffic brought to you by ISIS.
No.
The sweet 8-year-old.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. not the one you're thinking of. However,
man,
we teased the story. This is for real. Poor thing. An 8-year-old. Her name's Isis. When her mom, Sheridan, would introduce her daughter back in the day, it was like, oh, what a beautiful name.
Beautiful name.
They live in Sydney, Australia. They got it from an Egyptian goddess. They gave it to their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Isis. Of course, in recent months, instead of commenting on how unique and beautiful the name is, introductions are met with shock, fear, anger.
Why would you name your daughter that?
She's 8, so it's not like they just named her 6 months ago.
Yeah.
They said they carefully selected their daughter's name from ancient mythology, representing a strong vocal figure. Obviously, it's recently come to be synonymous with the extremist Islamic militant group.
Yeah.
Their daughter loves her name. She has no idea the connection. She's been named Isis her whole life.
Yeah.
8 years.
I just Googled Isis because, you know, 6 months ago, if I would have Googled Isis, I would have gotten stuff about the Egyptian goddess. I would have got something about the band. There's an app called Isis. Now it's, of course, all about the Islamic State threat and the atrocities being committed over in the Middle East by this group of individuals.
Yeah.
And, like, seriously, there's one that... and. The paywithisis.com, the ISIS wallet is a free app, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right, that's going to work.
I know, right? Here's the thing. What sucks is they're like, hey, what do we do? She loves her name. She's unaware of the evil it's now associated with. But it's beginning to affect the rest of the family. Some of their friends have actually abandoned them, saying they're fearful to be associated with them because they have a daughter named Isis. Isis' 13-year-old brother Maximus is now getting teased at school about the sister's name. Not solely because his name is Maximus.
Maximus.
But here's the thing. People suggest regularly now that she should change her name. That they need to change the daughter's name. Of course, they say that's ridiculous, but... dude, she's 8 years old.
It's
changing her name? That should have been the question of the day. It's 9:51.
Is this why there are two names? Like, one is ISIS and one is ISIL. I know Obama calls it ISIL and everybody's like, that proves he's a Muslim.
Got me.
I don't know the real reason.
I don't either. Or the real reason why people would be so idiotic as to attack an 8-year-old.
Yeah, come on, people. There's such thing in this world as, like, intellectual separation between ideas. You can do it. I believe in you.
I know.
You can use your brain to say, wait a second, this girl's 8 years ago. What was I doing 8 years? Had I ever heard of ISIS? No. They probably didn't do it intentionally.
Sadly, this happened to us, the Jeters, when we had Jack.
What?
Yeah. We had some Christian friends who don't believe in celebrating Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
We named our kid Jack, and they said that was too closely associated with the jack-o'-lantern.
Are you kidding me? You're kidding. You're making that up.
That's, no, man. I'm
that's
serious.
Real life?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Totally happened, for real.
No. So, I wish it would have happened.
Are you kidding me?
People got mad with when my parents named me Matt.
Really?
Yeah, turn the creepy music back up.
Oh, yeah.
Here's why.
Oh, yeah.
Because a mat is on the floor.
Floor mat. Well,
and
we're going to walk
all over
you.
The devil is because he's a snake now.
Right.
And so he slithereth
on the
ground.
He because he doesn't have legs.
Eating the dust.
And floor mats don't have legs.
Exactly. And I said, you can't name him Matt. People
closely,
will think he's the devil's child.
Closely associated with Satan.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's an interesting parallel. You got to look out.
It's really sad. It's really sad.
In all seriousness, pray for the people over in the Middle East.
Yeah.
But if you meet someone named ISIS and they're not 6 months
and they're
or younger.
They're 8 years old.
Yeah.
They're 8 years
probably
old.
Probably not
that name.
A correlation there.
Gosh, dude.
Have a little grace, have a little mercy, and use your brain.
Poor little 8 year old.
Yeah, that sucks.
This is Sydney, Australia. So people are trying to force them to change the daughter's name. Hopefully it doesn't happen because that's just stupid.
That is stupid.
All right. Well, sadly. It's that time.
It is.
The next you hear us, we shall be share-a-thoning it up.
We'll probably be super amped, and then as the day progresses, we will slowly crash and burn,
crash and
then be reborn as a phoenix.
Yes.
And then really crash and burn.
Yeah.
Like a hot
air
balloon.
We're just going to stroll through the ashes like a phoenix with a heartache.
Dang, dude.
Yeah. Kids in the way.
I think he said rose from the ashes.
Whatever.
Like a phoenix with a heartache. You know what I'm going to do?
Huh?
I'm going to change you like... It's a Fallout Boy. I don't know. I don't know. Doug, you know.
That's it for us. Middays with Mitch up next. And New Music Tuesday coming up. CMOS Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.